Hello there, my friend. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. You know, I've often mentioned that country music is a very special place in my heart. For those of you who've not heard this from me before, you might not know that I come from a music-filled childhood, specifically, mostly country music. My parents were close with two other families that we considered family. I mean, they were friends, but they were family, closer than family. We spent most weekends in each other's company. It often involved some kind of project that the adults worked on together. They did home remodeling together, fence repairs, fishless fishing trips. They'd go on fishing trips, but they never brought any fish home. And kids, there were 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us, 9 kids underfoot, 10 kids doing crazy things that kids do while parents are otherwise occupied. Dinners were rambunctious and delicious affairs. Lots of Southern fried chicken, that was mom's specialty. Baked beans, fresh baked bread. Everyone loved my mom's homemade pizza. After dinner, the men and one of the women would settle down with their guitars and their playbooks filled with hits by Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, Marty Robbins, Charlie Pride, Hank Williams. And they would begin hours-long jam sessions till the middle of the night, early in the morning. Us kids, 9 in all, would still be up to our hijinks, but tired from a long day, our muscles and mind would relax, the music soaked into us, becoming a part of us, even if we were unaware at the time of its profound influence in our lives. Today, I'm excited to welcome a profound and prolific country artist to Love Someone. He's a man easily described as larger than life because he is larger than life. He is a big man with a big voice and is really incredibly talented. His songwriting, his musical hits, and I hear he has an even bigger heart. Well, hold on to your hats. We'll be back to talk with the man himself, Lee Bryce, after I spend a few minutes bragging about my podcast sponsor, The Home Depot. The Home Depot is sponsoring this wonderful conversation. Time was you had to go to an appliance store to learn about all of your options. The Home Depot has put all the information into your hands, on your phone, in the Home Depot app. You can still go into their stores. They'd love to see you. But if you prefer, download their app and see all that's there. Their low pricing, and consider your options. You can find the same thing online on their website, too. And for the appliance you find, there's free shipping included. If you need a new appliance, you know it. You know which one needs replacing. Now may be the best time to do that with the Home Depot's help. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. I had Lee Bryce on my radio show as an honorary Friday Night Girl, and I promised you then that we would do a podcast. And so, Lee, welcome back. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. I don't know if you were listening when I did my little introduction, but my dad and his two best friends had a country western band, and they played it. Honky Tonks, they played at the Elks and the Eagles, they played at the local nursing homes for folks. So I grew up listening every weekend to my dad and his friends jamming. But Hank Williams and Tennessee Ernie Ford and we were raised picking and grinning and watching Hee Haw every week.
I mean, that's kind of a piece of who you are, you know? I mean, that's a piece of where you came from if you're talking about those country roots, you know? And those love songs, man, Earl Thomas Conley, if you've never heard the song, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her, loving you. That'd be one you need to check out.
I know that song well. I know you'd be surprised at... if you ever saw my iPhone or iPod library, the music that I listen to when I'm not playing Celine Dion.
Yeah.
And my sister and I both love old country. I mean, we love new country too, but we love old country. You know, I got to interview Crystal Gayle. I got to interview many, you know, artists back in the day that spent their whole life on the road and just had great stories to tell.
Willie Nelson. I mean, come on. You know, he cut one of my favorite songs that he recorded that Kris Kristofferson wrote, Take the Ribbon from Your Hair.
Shake it loose and let it fall. Oh, my gosh. Such great music. And I assume you were raised on the same, just listening to your songs and your lyrics, you had to have been raised on the same kind of poetry set to music.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that was the stuff, you know, it was that Willie and some of those love songs that Kenny Rogers, my daddy listened to a lot of vocal groups because he was like, you know, gospel kind of quartet stuff. So like he was way into Alabama and Oak Ridge Boys and the Statler Brothers and stuff like that. So the harmonies and my mama and her sisters all, you know, they sang every harmony there was, and they even made a Nashville record when they were kids, you know. And so I grew up with my mom and her aunt doing all the singing, and so I learned harmonies in every which way, shape, and form from them and singing in church. And so that's the roots right there.
Everyone in my family, there are four kids and my folks, everyone in my family is musical except me. I cannot carry a tune in a bucket if it only had four notes. And I think the reason I figured out, because that there's not many things I covet. Like I've never coveted things. I could care less about things. When I was younger, I coveted a husband. I wanted a good husband because the ones I found were rotten to the bone. But the one thing I coveted, and I still do, I mean, I confess it all the time, is musical talent. And I think the reason that God said no to that is because I have such a bad ego. And I think he knew if I had that gift, I would abuse it and put myself in harm's way.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that's easy to do if you're coming out young and you got music and you could find yourself. And there's been plenty of people I know, and myself included, who, you know, you find yourself doing your dream, which is basically all you ever could dream of is playing music for a living, right? Writing songs for a living, producing, playing songs live. And then you can find yourself in a place to where all of a sudden the music isn't the most important thing. And that's when you catch yourself and go, wait, you know, it has nothing to do with fame. It has nothing. It always had everything to do with the music. And so, you know, luckily I was able to catch myself, and I've got a bunch of friends who've been through it, and they said, man, this was, and I could always tell, like, I could tell if they were going through a patch, and like, and then all of a sudden, their music changed even. And their look, their feel, the look in their eye, the twinkle in their eye. And I'm like, oh, you're back. Like, yeah. I kind of caught myself, you know, falling off that edge and realizing that the music was always what it was supposed to be about. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't, you know, whenever you make it a business and then you start having fun, you get on the road, you make it about fame or money or anything like that. And none of that has anything to do with what we all dreamed about when we were kids, you know, and listening to music that we love. And I mean, that can happen pretty quickly.
I've taken piano lessons. I've taken music lessons. I've taken vocal lessons from three different vocal coaches, and they all say the same thing. Stick with your nighttime job, Delilah.
I can tell you this, you know, a lot of musicians, including myself, a big piece of why I love to do music is because I love people to hear it, right? I want them to hear my heart through music. And that would be mostly through my songs. Of course, I found outside songs. And so a little bit of a, I just got to tell you this. I think we are a lot alike in that way. You know, you might not be a singer, but you're sharing your music and your musical heart with people, and you have been for so long, and you have influenced so many lives, including mine. And you just want to impact people, you know, and that's a big part of why most of us do this. Now, I will say the whole, some of us who are kind of meant to be on that stage, you know, like we're missing those live shows right now. You know, we're missing that piece of us. There's a whole little hole in our heart, like wanting to get out there and see people's faces whenever we're playing that guitar and singing or playing that piano and singing that song that we wrote. So, but I think there's a musician in you, and you get it out in your own way.
So tell me, I got the video. I don't know when Janie, my producer, sent it to me. She sent me the video of Hey World, and I wrote her back and I said, and that is why I am so happy at my ranch. I'm reading off my text back to her. It says, and this is why I'm so content and happy at my ranch. This song says it all.
Yeah.
And people have been trying to understand why I'm not going crazy, because I'm at a ranch, my husband's cattle ranch, 500 acres out in the middle of nowhere. And they're like, aren't you missing this? Aren't you missing that? I'm like, well, yeah, of course I am. I'm missing the Big Apple. I'm missing Nashville. But the lyrics of Hey World and the video of you and your babies and fishing and just being shut in with your family, it just blessed my heart so much.
I got to tell you where the song came from. My co-writer, we were talking that morning, we were going to write, and he said, man, you know, we have any ideas? He said, well, I got, you know, this happened this morning. And he proceeded to tell me that he got up early, and, you know, and he had the TV on watching the news. And his four-year-old, little Dallas, walked in and said, hey, Daddy, can we turn the TV off? And Dallas, my friend Dallas, said, my co-writer, well, said, yeah, I mean, I can, son, but, like, why? Like, what, you know, why would you want me to turn the TV off, you know? And little Dallas, his four-year-old son, said, well, because it's scaring me. Well, Dallas was watching the news. And heck, if you really think about it, at the time, in the beginning of this pandemic and this whole thing, everything on that TV was scary, even to an adult, much less a four-year-old. You know, so many cases and so many this and that, deaths and not, and the danger and all the stuff. And so it hit Dallas how much that impacted that moment with his son. And he said, you know, and all he said was, hey, world, leave me alone. And it wasn't anything, you know, we kind of struggle a little bit with, we don't want to, like, make people think, we don't want to, like, be unified and be together. But, you know, even 10 years ago and 10 years from now, there are times when this world gets moving so fast that everybody at some time wants just a second. They want to breathe. They want a minute. You know, you need a minute to yourself and to understand and maybe reevaluate, refine yourself in a quiet space, you know, and hear the wind and see the, you know, the stuff the song talks about and
listen to the pines. I love that.
You know, that's where we went the song, and we said, you know, this song really does. Yes, obviously, it comes from this moment, right? But truthfully, it could have been you know, 20 years ago or 20 years from now. And, like, there's all, you know, I think a piece of this whole thing, you know, maybe God was saying, you know, you guys are going too fast. I need to slow you guys down. I need a lot of you to look up and see what's important, right? and not take so many things for granted and take advantage of some of the small things I give you every day. And I think it has for most of us. I think most of the whole world has realized and learned a lot of those little things that are really actually big things, you know. And so we didn't really, we just wrote it how we would write it, you know. And I didn't know it was going to happen. And then I met Blessing and a whole new level came into the song, you know. And just, it was a special song. And actually, I was supposed to play on a big network show, my new brand new single, right? And I decided, which my label wasn't too happy about at the time, but I decided that the world and the moment needed to hear Hey World. So I played Hey World instead, last minute, didn't tell anybody. And they couldn't turn the cameras off at the time.
I love that.
You should have seen my label blowing up my phone and my manager go, What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Your new single, you're supposed to. I said, well, I felt like the world needed to hear it. And because, you know, I don't know. I didn't know if it was going to be able to reach the radio or reach this or that. It was just a song we had written, and it wasn't even supposed to be on the record. And then it ended up being the title of the record, because right now, that's where I am, and that's what my records are all about, is where I'm at in my life at that point in time, you know, in those last year or two. So Hey World has been a very special song since day one, and it's real. And it's kind of like, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. You know what I mean?
Hey World, leave me alone. I don't want to turn on the TV. Ain't nothing but bad news on. Yeah, the rain can wait for another day. And this heart's worn out. Is that all it can take? Hey, world, leave me alone. You don't call me. I'm gonna sit here on this porch swing and listen to the pines sing. Everything I need's right here at home. Hey world, I just need some space. Could you give me a minute to catch my breath today? I don't need that long. You ain't going nowhere. So if you don't mind, if you don't care, hey world, leave me alone. Don't call me up today. I won't be picking up the phone. I'm gonna sit here on this porch swing to the pine sing. Everything I need is right here at home. Hey world, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Yeah. Hey. Don't call me up today. I won't be picking up the phone. I'm gonna sit here on this porch swing and listen to the pines sing. Everything I need right here at home. Hey world. Hey world.
I love you, Lee Brice. Thank you. Go give my love to the boys and keep writing, and I will talk to you soon.